نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. We are discussing this verse of the Quran Sharif over the past 2-3 days, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala orders, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, Allah Ta'ala orders you to do justice. And I explained to you that this justice is not only when it comes to the government level that we say there must be justice. It is not only when two people come to us and they say that we have got a dispute and we want you to resolve this dispute, we want you to arbitrate, then there must be justice. This justice goes across the board. I've discussed this verse many times in detail, that it goes across the board. Even if there was just one word, adl, in the Quran Sharif, inna Allah ya'muru bil adl, Allah Ta'ala orders you to make adl, and nothing else, then it was sufficient for a person to now start making investigation and inquiry as to what are the limits of this adl. Then the whole Quran Sharif would have to be read, because this person will have to understand the true meaning of adl. As I explained yesterday, that adl with Allah Ta'ala will mean that now the person is obedient to Allah Ta'ala in every hukam of Allah. He is making adl with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he makes ittiba, he follows Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings, his way of life. Of course, we will not be able to do justice, but at least the person makes that effort. Then the adl with the parents, I explained yesterday. Just yesterday, one teacher phoned and he said he is going for Umrah. One school teacher, he phoned from one of the towns in northern Natal, and he said that he is going for Umrah. And he says that he has to do some markings of the matriculants. So he mentioned this himself. He said that, so he phoned to find out some masla about Umrah. But by the way, then he mentioned exactly the same thing what I am telling you. He says, Mawlana, you discussed one verse of the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah Ya'muru Bil Adl, in one of your talks, which I heard over Channel Islam. And he says, there you had mentioned about the teachers making adl, that they must be absolutely fair and just when it comes to the marking of the examination scripts. And he says, last year a very strange thing happened, that the chances of getting your own pupil's paper are 1 in 40,000. Now that's what he tells me. He says that is the chances. He says, but one of the scripts came to me 4 times, but because I had heard your talk, he says, I made sure that that script was marked just as I was marking the scripts of those who were total strangers to me. I said, Alhamdulillah, at least it helped you and assisted you. So this is the thing, that now this adl, this justice, will apply there also. That there must be no such thing as favoritism. Because it is my child whose script has come in front of me, and I know that he is not deserving of certain marks, but just because he is my child, or is my, or the student is my nephew, or she is my niece, or my daughter, so I become tempted to give the person more marks than they deserve. Now look at the test that will come at such a time. So inna Allah ya'muru bil adl, that the person must be absolutely fair. There must be no favoritism. When it comes to children, then they again, there must be no such thing as favoritism business. Male children, female children, they must be looked at with the same eye. In inheritance, it is a different law altogether. And there are many reasons for that, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept that law. But when it comes to their lifetime, then at that time when the person is giving gifts, in the gifts also he must be fair, he must be equal. Yes, it's a different thing that if some child is married and the child is going through some hardship or difficulties, the husband is unemployed and there is some other financial problem, then they, if this father gives a little more to that daughter, because she needs that kind of assistance, then that is permissible. But I'm talking about general gifts that are given, then there one child must not get the impression that there is favoritism business here. We get many children, they will say, my father likes that child more than me and gives everything to that child, does not give me consideration. So that should not happen. Again, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, that there must be adl, there must be justice. Then if we look at the professions also, across the board, as I mentioned, if we have to go in detail, then we'll find everything that we can apply this word adl. That if there is a doctor, for example, or is a physician, is a specialist, now there must be adl there too. That there must be justice that must be done. That if that patient is coming to that doctor, then if there are a certain amount of investigations that are required, then this doctor must only ask that patient to go through that many investigations. There must be no such thing that because there's a radiologist that's my friend, and there's a cardiologist that's my friend, and there is an eye specialist that's my friend, so now somebody comes for a pain on his toes, so now you tell him, now go and get an ECG done, and also go and have your eyes checked up, and also go and get your blood samples. Now all that whole process must not take place. There must be adl, there must be justice. I'm not saying that all the doctors do that. Or just because the doctor has got a partnership in some hospital, so now he says you need a few days of observation. Now, whereas it would have been better for him to suggest that go take your wife and have a holiday somewhere and relax your mind, than put him in that hospital there. So there must be adl there too, there must be justice there too. Everywhere there will be a test. So this test will come in a person's life in different ways, and the person is told that there must be adl. So much so that there must be adl with the person's own self also. The person's adl must be, his justice must be to his own body also. That he must not abuse this body also. There must be no such thing as going above the limits. And this is one area also in which most of us are negligent too. That if, for example, a certain kind of food is harmful to that person, the person is suffering from diabetes, and the doctor has said, or a sugar specialist has told him, that you must avoid these foods because it will increase your sugar levels, and then it will cause damage to your kidney and to your the retina of your eyes and this and that and a whole list of things. So now at such a time the adl will demand that this person must take care. Or if he is in the habit of jogging and running, now there too he must not undertake such a kind of strenuous exercise, or he must not run to that extent that he collapses and after that they have to go and put him on drips just because he wants the first prize in the marathon, or just because he wishes to be known that he also ran the marathon but he collapses after 1 kilometer. So he must do justice to his body also, that there must be justice there too, in his eating, in his drinking, in his sleeping hours, in his getting up. In everything there must be justice. It must not become that now, because sleep is a need of the body, so now he's sleeping, all the time he's sleeping. They say he's a master of sleep. He's got a degree in the science of sleep, that every time the person is sleeping. Or the person has got such an interest in acquiring knowledge and education and learning that now he's all the time awake. Now he's become an expert in remaining awake. He's all the time on that computer screen. All the time just trying to get information from all over the world, what is happening. Now he's unconcerned what time of the night it is or what time of the day it is. Day and night he's got just one concern. So what is going to happen is that that abuse of the body will lead to sickness, disease, ill health. And then he will be questioned on the day of judgment. Because Allah Ta'ala has given us this body, it is a vehicle. It's like the government gives a vehicle to the civil servant, that this is what you must do with it. You must go here, you must go there, check this, check that. now this person doesn't put petrol in there, doesn't put oil in there, doesn't care for the tire pressure or anything, and he races the vehicle and he seizes the engine. So he'll be punished for it because it's negligence. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. He must make adl. Now look at that, just one word. But how much of meaning there is. This is the beauty of the Quran Sharif and the beauty of the Arabic language. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal.